Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. One of the toughest of all weeds to control is commonly misidentified as crabgrass. It's actually Dallas grass. Especially now that the grasses have gone dormant, toxic herbicides are bad choices. Physical removal with a grubbing hoe or flat shovel is probably the best approach, followed by filling the holes with compost or new sod. During the growing season, Dallas grass can be rotted to death with a heavy, at least 1/8 inch, treatment of sugar, dry molasses, or cornmeal. It can also be sprayed with full-strength vinegar. Add an ounce of orange oil per gallon of vinegar for even better results. Dallas grass, unlike weak weeds like grass burrs and roadside aster, is a high successional, tough perennial plant that doesn't go away when the soil is improved. In fact, it likes it. It's good for forage for cattle, but that doesn't help the home gardener. Applying corn gluten meal at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet prior to seed germination in the spring is also helpful in preventing new plants from emerging. Again, the best approach, especially now, is physical removal. It's good exercise, and you have all winter to get the work done. For all your gardening, pet, and natural health questions, or to join the Organic Club of America, visit DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help, and tune into my talk show this and every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.